This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We've still got a bit of summer left, so a couple stories now about the tourism industry. People are flocking to coastal getaways, for example, in Maine, where the influx of visitors hasn't been easy on those working in the state's restaurant industry. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg has more.
Bartender Haley Wilson pours a few drinks inside the Portland Hunt and Alpine Club, a Scandinavian-themed bar that's a few blocks from the waterfront in Portland, Maine. She says the job is great. It's around $15 an hour plus tips, which is better than most. And Wilson says it's fun to throw a good party.
And that's, you know, what we do every day is tiny individual parties for people. I love the aspect of taking care of people.
But Wilson says she hasn't felt that same love over the past 18 months. Like many restaurants, the Hunt and Alpine Club was forced to shut down last year. And Wilson says since it reopened, she's had to take on new responsibilities, like acting as a makeshift bouncer and enforcing mask mandates at the door.
Like, we would have to stand in the doorway and kind of use our bodies to block people from coming in who aren't wearing masks, and repeating the same thing over and over and getting eye rolls or frustration or, you know, aggression from it, it takes a toll on someone.
Wilson says the pushback has been way worse over the past few weeks. With COVID-19 cases rising, the bar instituted a new rule requiring customers to be vaccinated if they want to eat indoors. While many have been understanding, Wilson says others have fought back.
And it kind of breaks my heart a little bit to think about if I was, you know, if I wasn't here, if I wasn't making the livable wage that I am with benefits and tips on top, I would probably be considering leaving the industry for something more stable.
The pandemic has forced many restaurant workers to face that same dilemma, as business closures and changing health protocols have put additional pressures on workers. Diego Bufquin, a professor of hospitality management at the University of Central Florida, says the pandemic seriously impacted many restaurant staff. A study from Bufquin and his colleagues found that restaurant workers who stayed on the job last year had more stress and used more alcohol and drugs than those who were furloughed. Some look to leave the industry. Bufquin isn't surprised that when many restaurants reopened this year, workers were tough to find.
And so for hospitality companies to try to attract these folks back to their sector, they must, of course, offer a variety of perks to attract those employees. So that's the whole phenomenon that we're seeing right now.
The issue is a long time coming. Daryl Deegan says many workers have been forced to deal with low wages and benefits for years. His company, Maine Cater, works to recruit staff members for restaurants in northern New England. He now has a waiting list of more than 100 clients, caterers and restaurants in Maine and New Hampshire who need staff.
And the shoe is now on the other foot. You know, now it's the job seekers that have all the power. They're the ones that can dictate, you know, what they're looking for in terms of rates of pay, benefit packages.
Deegan says some companies increased wages, added perks like paid time off, and changed hours so staff aren't working such long shifts. But some workers say they'd like to see more, such as increasing the federal minimum wage and changing the lower so-called tipped wage so that their pay is more reliable. And Matt Lewis, who heads Maine's hospitality trade group, is asking for a bit of patience from customers as stretched restaurants and workers attempt to manage this summer's deluge of tourists.
We still want people to come to Maine. We still want people to have a good time, but you may have to wait a little bit longer to check in or go to an attraction or have a dinner at your favorite restaurant.
Lewis says some restaurants are looking at new ways to meet workers' needs, including potentially helping them find housing. But in the meantime, the industry still expects the labor shortage to continue for years to come. In Portland, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.